Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 499 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is October 28th, 2018, just 3 days away from Halloween. My name is Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. I'm one of your humble hosts, broadcasting to you live on Sunday at 9 p.m. in the UK because we pay attention to the UK times. We made it. That is like our lead time. It's a little difficult for us West Coasters to understand because it's 2 o'clock on the West Coast. I don't know what's going on. It's 5 p.m. on the East Coast. I think it's 4 p.m. in Central. And somewhere in Australia, it's a different time.
It's 7 a.m.
7 a.m. in Australia. 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Have breakfast on us, Australia. Spinning the discs, looking very serious with a very salty-looking beard. We have Mr. Robin Tate.
Hello.
Hello, Robin. He's just fully into the spinning of the discs, but he's doing a great job. We also have the quiz hostess with the mostest, Nicole Radowski, on the show today.
Hello, everybody. How are we?
Hello. And also on the show, back from several bouts of seasickness, we have Phil Olson on the show.
Hello, hello, Greg. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Glad to have you on the show, Phil.
Glad to be back.
Yep, absolutely. And finally, rounding out the team, we have a five-person team today, folks. We have the man whose team let me down today. Yes, it is, in fact, Gary DeFelice on the podcast today. Gary, how are you?
Yeah, we're all Bronco fans today. Go Broncos. Sorry, Kim.
It doesn't matter at this point. Yeah.
Not so good.
I'm no longer a Broncos fan. I can finish out the rest of the season a Broncos hater.
Go back to hating.
Yep.
Yeah. How's it going?
Maybe that was it. Maybe I should have been hating, then they would have won. Usually the way it works for me.
I think you hated, you just rooted for them to win.
That might be it. That might be it. All right. Well, thanks for the four of you lovely people for joining me today on this 499th podcast. We are one away from 500. That's a little crazy.
Damn straight. It's crazy. Flipping hell. 499.
I'm gonna linger there.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
No one's saying nothing.
Yeah. That's sorry. Actually friggin' awesome. 499. I mean, Nicole's saying there on our show notes that, you know, the episode was like 498. And what if he says it's not... 499. There is no way that Greg DeLacy will forget that this is 499 because of next week. Unbelievable.
Yes.
And Mark was doing stuff there the other week about how long the new generation, the Pepsi kids, have been podcasting for. And it's going back years now, Greg. I mean that's...
It has.
Yeah. That's like 3 odd years now that the next generation has came along. It's amazing how... It felt like 10. No, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like a couple of... It feels like 6 months. It feels like a year. It doesn't feel like three odd years.
No? Honestly, every week we do the podcast, I think to myself, Should I keep this guy? That's exactly what I thought the first time you came on the podcast.
Seriously,
it is. The time has flown by. It's been kind of insane.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. So...
But yeah, so we'll be celebrating 500 next week. We want to do a bit of a call-in show, so I'm just going to kind of get this out of the way right now. Mm-hmm. If you are interested in calling into the show, participating live, contact any one of the hosts. We will figure out a way to pull you into the Skype call for a few Q&As, a little question-answer kind of thing. But we would love to hear from some of the fan base. So by all means, let us know. We've already had a few people contact us. So we would love to have more of you take part and join the show.
Yeah.
And that will be 9 p.m. in the UK, 12 p.m. on the West
No, we
Coast?
Have the clock change by then, so we're good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so yeah, something like that. I don't know. It'll be 1 p.m. on the West Coast, I think.
Back to
I don't know. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Watch Twitter. Watch Facebook. We'll let you know. Don't worry.
Exactly. Exactly. We will not let it slip by. It will be Extra Life weekend. The other big thing happening that is going to be Extra Life weekend next week. I won't be doing my Extra Life next week, and I'm doing it the weekend after because I'll be coming in basically hot from coming from a hockey game the night before, going down to San Jose to catch the hockey game. So I postponed my Extra Life a little bit, but some of you I know are going to be doing your Extra Life next weekend. I think Gary.
Yes, I am.
You are doing yours next weekend. I know Nicole and Robin, I think you both are kind of postponing yours.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Christmas time for me.
Right, and Phil, I don't think you're partaking this year.
No, I'm not this year. Too many things on with operations, not mine, but family operations and lots of different things. So I'll be there supporting, cheering you guys on, jumping into some of your games, hopefully some Gears of War and lots of other things.
Right, and you know, that is precisely, by the way, anybody listening, that's what we definitely need. If you're not taking part in Extra Life from the donation drive side of it, if you see any of us on, feel free to try and jump in, reach out to us, let us know that you want to come in and take part, because we would love to play games with you while we're trying to stay awake. All right, let's get to some of the business stuff. We've got a new Twitch follower. We've got Bri305. We also have a Podbean follower, PBG7F5ECBS. So we were actually just in the midst of saying happy birthday to David Naylor. I think we were getting ready to do some story time, so I think that's about where we should just start it up. Robin, are we good on sound effects at least?
Not sure. Try and hear if you hear this.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
All right, let's talk story time. I will kick this off. We had some pre-Halloween stuff going on. We went out and did a little trunk-or-treating. That's what they call it out here. I don't know if you guys have this over on your side of it, Nicole or Gary, but basically, some church organizations sometimes do it, or sometimes they have kind of the mall might do it, where basically people have all their cars in a parking lot where you can go and just kind of trick or treat to all the cars. We did that with our son yesterday. We had him dressed up as a pirate. My wife and I were dressed up as pirates, and we had his wheelchair decked out like a pirate ship. So it was a really fun day. Lots of good people, just taking part and having fun, doing a little Halloween love. I can't imagine Halloween hasn't really caught on yet in the UK, has it, Bill?
No. Supermarkets and shops have things for Halloween, and we get pestered by some usually teenage kids trying their luck, knocking on the doors, 4 days before and 4 days afterwards. So trick or treat. We usually, to be honest, we're a bit party poopers in that sense. We just pretend we're not in, because it's not the same as in the US. I mean, seeing the photos of your costumes, Greg, they're absolutely amazing. I have to say, absolutely superb. And we do nothing like that over here.
See, this is where I think if you guys could bring out your inner characters and have a little fun with it, you might embrace Halloween better. I think that's the key to Halloween.
We get arrested.
It's a Celtic holiday.
All Hallows Eve, yeah. But it's a greetings card. It's a commercial event. But that's how it's seen in the UK. It's been turned into a commercial event, just like Valentine's, just like all the others, Thanksgiving, all that sort of rubbish.
Well, you don't have to buy cards for this one, so.
Yeah, we don't buy cards.
It is a commercial event, don't get me wrong. It definitely still is, a big-time commercial event for the candy industry more than anything, I think, on our end. Unlike Valentine's Day, which became kind of a Hallmark holiday, this is sponsored by Mars Bars.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think some people, don't get me wrong, some people do, you know, get into the spirit of it, and there's lots of parties and things, but nothing on the scale of what, at least what we see on the TV.
Right.
That happens and takes place in the US.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Gary, what about you? Do you guys get a lot of trick-or-treaters in your neck of the woods?
My neighborhood is packed with trick-or-treaters, and a lot of people come from the town into our neighborhood. So my street will be completely filled with children by probably, I guess, 3:30, 4. So it's pretty cool. I'm working, and we actually have a party that night usually as well, which is very nice. I actually bought the lime so I could make my margaritas on Halloween night, and I think we're also going to make some dirty martinis. And the kids are old enough now where we don't have to trick-or-treat with them anymore. They're a middle school, my youngest.
Yeah.
So they're going to go off, and the parents will stay here. We'll just drink stuff. And when they come back, we'll feed them something other than candy, maybe.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. We just put in our catering order for the day.
Gosh. Okay.
Well, we had a Halloween party here last night, and we did our usual thing of laying out the big table, and Judith makes this bloke, you know, trousers, clothes, head, and then she cuts holes in the shirt where the muscles are, and then your legs, okay. And she puts trays in those, and as if it's the body exposed and the intestines, so it's as if the body is ripped apart. She puts ribs where the ribs are, and then
meat
and chicken nuggets and all, it's all over. So everybody comes like a buffet, and you eat out of the man on the table, which is kind of cool.
Disturbing and cool, all in the same brand.
Yeah. So we have a bit of fun. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's not as big. Yeah, and it's funny. When I was a kid, we used to go up to the doors and Halloween is coming and the goose is getting fat, but your booty's put a penny on the old man's hat. And there's this wee song that we sang. And now the American thing is they come to the door and go, trick or treat. I mean, what is that?
We have that song, Robin, for Bonfire Night.
Right, okay.
That song's for Bonfire Night. But obviously, Bonfire Night over here was all about burning the Catholics.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily, probably hasn't taken off.
For the record, as somebody who was baptized Catholic, I don't think I endorse this.
No.
It's true. Guy Fawkes was part of the Catholic plot to overthrow Parliament.
No,
I was brought Catholic as well, and we were taught about it, you know, how it was wrong to celebrate Guy Fawkes being burned.
No, so we would do a bit of that on the 11th of July. So that would be ours. And that's definitely about burning Catholics, even though it's meant to commemorate something else altogether. But, what do you do?
Nicole, what about you? How's Halloween out in your neck of the woods?
Sometimes we put a fire pit in the front of the yard, like in the driveway. You know those mobile ones that you can carry around?
Right,
everybody
right.
sits around, like the whole neighborhood will get together and sit around. The parents will sit around and hand out candy together and make drinks and hang out. And we party outside because it's warm enough for us still. And the kids just trick-or-treat on by. And it's like, hey, my house is over there. Go get candy. Or they'll be like, hey, you know, my candy's right here, whatever. So, and then all the kids, the dads take the kids, and then they just walk around with the dads. And the moms sit and party.
I was hoping for a moment you were going to say we had a bonfire pit out in front so we could burn the Catholics. That would have actually made this whole thing come full circle.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Chucky Arla.
And I got burned last year. Does that count?
Yeah, maybe. all right, so Halloween, embraced by most, actually, it seems like, outside of Phil, who just wants to... See, Phil, here's the thing, though, by the way. And Robin, you can take this into consideration, too.
Yeah.
Moving forward, when the kids do the trick-or-treat and they say trick-or-treat, you've got options at that point. I'm just saying, you've got options.
What,
you
like
give them a treat.
Yeah, attack them.
Yeah, or you can throw rotten eggs. I'm just saying, you know.
I value my house. I'll be left with burning embers.
Yeah, fair enough. Kids these days are a little vindictive.
As we do live out in the countryside and down a dark lane, we don't get too many kids out here. They're very, very brave if they do. What do you do?
Well, especially after they hear about you guys eating the intestines of some poor guy for your dinner.
Tell you what I did on Friday night.
Let's hear about it.
Did
you attend a middle-aged
get together?
Yes, I think that's being nice, by the way.
Oh goodness, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, there was a funny. You know what? So what we're laughing about here is I went to an ELO concert on Friday evening, and I've had a friend of mine who was an Undertaker, by the way, had the tickets for me for a long time. And I took a photograph of the hall, which was completely and utterly packed to the rafters, but the majority of people were of my age and older, and there were shiny heads everywhere. And Greg said, "Yeah, look at all those bald people." And Judith, funny enough, said exactly the same thing. But that aside, you know, all the MILFs, and even when I said there was MILFs, yeah, there were GRILFs. That aside, the concert was absolutely fantastic. It was really, 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 really good, and had an absolute ball at it. Jeff Lynne and ELO, a lot of the old numbers, a lot of new numbers, Traveling Wilburys stuff, it was just brilliant. It was a really happy night. We were all dancing in the aisles, dancing in the seat. And I hadn't seen these guys for about 25, 30 years or spent socialized with them. So there was my mate and his sister and his brother. And we used to knock about as kids. So we had an Airbnb place. And we went back there. We got some food afterwards, went back, got some beers. I had brought a bottle. Sorry, Phil. I brought your bottle of feckin' whiskey. And we drank complete bottle of feckin' whiskey and quite a few beers. And we had quite a few at the venue. And after to pub back afterwards. And I think I was going to bed about 4:30 on Saturday morning. And I ain't used to that. No, not used to that any longer. So it was a great night. Great night's fun. ELO, you have to go and see them if you ever get the chance. I think my attitude now is, with all of these big super bands that used to be, we got to go and see them while we can. Don't miss them. Don't miss out. Don't let them die on you without seeing them. Gunslinger, hello, you're in the chat. We're back up again. And we have cams of some shape or form. So, done on the fly.
The fun, right? All right, so ELO, sounds like it was a good concert. Sounds like you had an opportune time to catch up with some of your friends that you haven't partied with in quite a while. So that's nice. Mm. That is nice. I do love the fact that now the story is even more enhanced by the fact that the guy you went to this concert with was an Undertaker.
Yeah.
And the fact that everybody in the crowd from that picture shot you showed me was well on their way to needing his services.
Yes. He had his measuring tape out, you know, and he was measuring people
comes with a business card.
Definitely.
He should have just passed it out the entire time.
Greg DeLacy.
You're welcome, Robin. You're welcome. Nicole, anything you wanted to talk about from this past week?
Just been a busy week. Doctor's appointments, vet appointments.
Yeah.
Apparently my dog is allergic to something because she keeps chewing on her little paws. And there are, so nothing. I mean, it's just been a week.
Been a week? No, I hear you there.
Regular, normal, everyday, busy week.
Yeah. How's the new job going?
It's going good. It's really going good. Today we have this event called the Maverick Mile where the kids run. They try and get donations and run the mile, and then people pay the donations in for the mile they've run. Ooh, Nicole is tired. Nicole was sniffing paint today because I painted that hill because we put our logo on the hill, and I painted these columns on either side because that's part of our school
logo.
It's character traits, And okay. We use these character traits, and that's the six pillars of character, and I just blended them all together. Anyway, so I spent 2 hours sniffing paint before I came here, which is why my hair is still wet, because I took a shower and came on here and Robin broke shit, and my hair's still wet, and because I was scrubbing, like, I have a sore little finger. This hurts.
You scrubber.
I have an owie. I have spray paint still that I cannot get off of my hands, but I came flying in here ready to go. So I'm here, full of paint.
You high on paint fumes. You're good to go.
God, I hope not. I am getting a headache though, but it was really windy out there. So,
Well, you know, the easiest way to get rid of that headache is just whip out a can of spray paint and just kind of aerosol up a little bit, and you're good.
No, thank you.
All right, last but certainly.
No, I've got one extra thing. What do I see? For my newest purchase arrived, and I've had a ball with it.
Back it up a second.
Yeah, yeah. Look, so
your newest purchase.
Well, it's not really.
Came in, correct?
No, it's not. Maybe it's one of my purchases. Yeah.
Okay.
So I bought a Sony Walkman.
All right, moving on, Gary. Let's talk about your.
It's brilliant. There's something really quaint about putting a cassette into a Sony Walkman and listening to it. I give it to my kids, and they had no idea how to put the cassette in. Does it go
right?
You know, upside down, or which way does it go? And you know what? When you listen to it, there was a hiss when we listened to cassettes, a little hiss in between tracks. And you forget all this with a good quality of CDs and MP3s. And there was just something really quaint about listening to an album, one side, and having to and then it clicked off and having to turn it over. I don't know. Maybe I'm just turning it
on. It reminds you of your youth, certainly.
The quality of an album, a music album, not just going from track to track to track. The development of an album is just lovely. So, yes, Sony Walkman. It's the future.
I'm going to have to go with Robin on this, because I actually, for last Christmas, finally got another record player because I wanted to play my records again. Because I like that popping and hissing. I missed all that.
Yeah.
So I just, and my kids, crazy enough, my kids are very good kids, and like Elvis and Paul Anka, and we had to get the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff.
You just said Paul Anka, didn't you?
I did.
All right. Okay.
Polenka. That's a Hungarian.
They love old classic music. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's awesome.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I just haven't heard the name Paul Anka.
Oh, yeah. It's right up there with Neil Sedaka. It's funny. Sarah's in the chat. Yes. Having to rewind and guessing what spot you're at. Yes, you forgot all that. All right, you know, having to rewind. Is it going fast? Do these arrows here, do they mean it's going forward or backwards? I'm not quite sure. Let's keep going. So, it's been a lovely experience. And I suppose it's a nice collector's piece. Now, one thing that I got with it was I bought the Guardian. I bought off eBay some cassettes. So I bought about 10 cassettes for a fiver, right? But I went to Amazon and I bought Guardians of the Galaxy, the tape from the movie that they have, and it comes with the handwritten case and the little cassette with it handwritten on, and all the tracks are on it. And it's Brill, so it has a soundtrack on it, and that's just something nice about that too. So, yeah, good
We've
bit of
got one and two.
Good bit of marketing.
We've got one and two.
Nice bit of marketing.
Just waiting for the day, and it will be coming very soon, Robin. You'll be playing your little cassette player, and you're going to be loving the sound. You're going to be bebopping your head along. You're going to hear this. Tape is going to just get eaten.
Yeah. I'll get a pencil out and rewind it then. Or barrel, big pen, yeah. So sorry, I went off on my. You know the way you wind me up and set me off. I did that again.
Right, that's okay. That's all right.
Somebody him.
All right, Gary. We are going to shift gears over to you, Gary DeFelice.
I just got to say, cassettes. Yeah, nice memory, but I really love my MP3 players and digital stuff. It is so easy. in my Spotify.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Me too. I still love that. I'm not saying that's bad.
I wonder if my kids will say, wow, Dad, look at this old MP3 player I got one day.
Yeah, of course they will.
The next thing.
Well, again, we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy. If you're watching it, it's the second one. Towards the end of it, when he's lost his cassette player.
I don't think I saw the second one, but you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Here, look, this is the thing back on Earth. It holds 300 songs. It's called a Zune. You know?
Let me tell you, MP3 players are already getting outdated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't need an MP3 only player. You have your phone now. You've got your tablet. Phone. So, yeah.
We found illegal Napster and things like Spotify and such.
For the record, I have a Zune still.
You do.
Break that sucker out. I want to see that thing.
Keep it.
You should give it away, maybe, for extra life.
I have an iPod.
I got it somewhere in this drawer. But yes, I'll break it out.
Heavy, old school.
You keep that thing in your drawer.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of keeping things in the drawer, let's talk about you, Gary. We brought you off the shelf, finally.
It's like a monthly thing podcast. Now. It's hard to get here every week or every other week. This is it. This is why. Kids sports. I'll keep you guys updated on that because I'm sure everybody's really excited to hear. Daughter soccer team. So she's 12, playing U13 this year. They're doing great in soccer. We went up to a tournament in Connecticut about Columbus Day weekend. So what was it, about 2-3 weeks ago? And we beat a whole bunch of select and big teams, we're just a little town team. And we went up, beat them all, took first place. So they're doing good. My boy's soccer team in high school, he's on JV this year. They went undefeated last year. His 2 years of middle school, they were undefeated except one loss. And then this year, they lost their first game a couple of weeks ago, finished out the season with wins. So they lost one. The boys' varsity team, by the way, if you look USA Today up for top high schools, boys' varsity, number 3 in the country.
All right.
So he'll be playing with them next year. That's pretty cool. And actually, we're going to see the girls' varsity. They're in the county finals on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I'm taking my girls' soccer team to see that. And then my boys' football team. He had a pick today. You saw that? He got called back for roughing the passer.
Doesn't count when the rest of your teammates are cheating, trying to hurt the other quarterback. Here.
We did.
Sorry.
Yeah, we got caught. Okay. Apparently, we just found out we lost today. And we actually still made the playoffs.
All right.
They played the number 1 seed next week. That will be a loss. We'll get destroyed. But they'll be there. It'll be a good experience for them. And I thought I was going to have my first extra life with no sporting events ever. And I'm guessing we'll have a football game on Saturday. So I'll disappear from the camera for a few hours while we go watch that.
All right. You've been a good father.
That's why we do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Apparently, you got some snow.
No, we did not get snow. We had a little nor'easter storm. So those are some massive storms that come up the coast. I guess it was a hurricane, right, that hit Southern Cal or maybe Mexico or something. Kind of reorganized and then zipped up the coast. And we get dumped on with 50-mile-an-hour winds and 3 inches of rain. They come. So it was a really shitty day yesterday. So I finally got around to watching 2 movies I wanted to watch. We watched Spider-Man Homecoming, which was really good. And everybody kept saying it was good. I had no idea what direction they were going to go in. I didn't realize they were tying in the whole Tony Stark's and the Iron Man and all that. That was pretty cool. I really liked the way they did the movie. That was good. Right. And then I finally, since it was Halloween, I'm a huge Stephen King fan. And I watched the new version of It from, what was that? Was it the beginning of the year or last year?
It's beginning of this year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, beginning of this year.
It was good. I liked it. It was spooky. It scared my wife. She never read the books. And I think I read the book It probably 30 years ago. It was like one of my first books that I read that I wanted to read, not something the school wanted me to read. So my memory of it was kind of sketchy. But I could definitely see elements that I would recall a little bit from the book.
Yeah, I remember that was the first book I ever read that was over 1,000 pages.
Do you remember getting that thing?
Oh, God, I'd love that thing. But I remember reading it over a weekend. Like, I could not put it down. It was just a great book. I don't know the movie did it total justice, but the movie wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
I didn't love – I know the clown was really freaky, but – I don't know. I didn't like. They kind of made him a little sillyish to me.
There was a night this week I think I tried to watch Scream, and I didn't get past the first killing, just about. Yeah, the girl died, and the boyfriend died, and yeah, I couldn't watch it any longer. I had to turn it off.
You didn't like it, or
by the way, how every slasher movie starts off with the girl and the boy that are making out die.
They're always
the first ones to go.
No,
it was fabulous.
It really, 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 really annoyed me because he was so rude on the phone and his phone manner was terrible. And I just couldn't watch something with manners just as bad as that. So yeah, no, me and horror movies don't go.
No. We got Nightmare on Elm Street lined up for maybe tonight. My son has not seen that yet, so we want to get him. That's Freddy Krueger was my favorite slasher from the 80s.
I'll be curious to hear how that holds up.
Yeah, he watched Halloween the other day. He thought it was good. The new Halloween comes out, is out now, isn't it?
It's out.
Yeah, it should be out now.
Yeah, it is out now. I want to see that one.
Yeah, my wife wants to see that too, so I might try to get to the theater on that.
Yeah, that might be one we try to go see as well. All right. Let's move on. Let's talk about video games because that's actually what this podcast is about. It's about video games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Love it.
All right. Let's talk about some of the, I'm going to say peripheral games, because there's one big game we're going to be talking a lot about. So why don't we start with Gary? We'll start with your games you've been playing. I think Phil could chime in on one of those particular games, and Robin also, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the main game I've been playing, actually, I'll hit the other one first. I'm feeling out to see what I want to play in Extra Life is my single-player game of choice. And Webster had spoken so highly about Batman Arkham Knight that I threw that in. And I played about an hour on Saturday morning, and that seems very good. So that might be the game I go with. I'm trying to avoid buying a new one, like Red Dead Redemption, which you guys are all playing. I'm guessing we'll talk about that in a minute. Because I have all these freaking games in my backlog, and I could really sit down and just jump in on one. So I tried that out real quick. But the game I've been playing and I love, and I didn't know, I mean, I knew I'd like it, but I'm really enjoying it, is Forza Horizon 4.
Yeah.
Who
would have thunk it? Is this your first Forza Horizon game?
No, I've played other Horizons. I can't remember which ones. That's why I thought, I'm like, you know, I know it, but I think the ability to jump in and just go do a race real quick, you know, take 10 minutes, 15 minutes out, because I mean, you can hear the dog barking here. My life is fucking crazy here. So between that, and if, you know, I can get in and play for an hour, it's fun to just jump around. You know, I don't know how to play it yet. I sent out a message. I wasn't sure what to do with the credits I'm getting. Do I buy cars? Do I not buy cars? But I'm just having fun. I grabbed my Jeep, which I have a Jeep myself. And nice. I've been doing a lot of dirt races with the Jeep. It's fun. I'm really enjoying it. The barns are harder to find this time, though, I think.
Yeah, I mean, one thing you can do is you can buy the treasure map for.
I saw that.
Yeah,
it's money though, right?
Nah.
Yeah, shut up.
No,
shut
what up. Okay, Gary, forget that. Don't give them more money. I know it's only a couple of bucks.
I'm not.
All right. So
I clicked on the button. It said pay for it. I'm like, cancel out.
No. Nope. So do that later on. Get the most of them yourself. Okay, you know, manage that. But once you get the barn find thing, go into the purple circle and press the start button and go into drone mode. Okay.
Oh,
and if you go into drone mode, you can whiz around really quickly, zip, zip, zip past the circle. And when you find the little barn, they all look the same, it will put a little marker where that barn is. So then you exit drone mode, back into your car, and zip to the little marker. That's the way to do it.
Brilliant.
Yes.
I'm so glad
that's a good little cheat there, Robin. Yeah. That's a brilliant recommendation.
So certainly buy the map, but way down the line. Now, I know, Phil, you were using it to get your XP up really quickly, and that's commendable, but it doesn't take that much time. It doesn't take that long anyway. That was a nice fuck you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. was commendable.
Hey, shake it back,
it doesn't take that long, especially if you have one of the Forza special cars. So I won a Land Rover Forza Special, and it's faster than most of the cars in the garage. It's virtually indestructible and has something like triple the point score. So I'm just racing around with that, and my level's going up massively. And the short time I've got to play it at the moment, because of other things, I've been away and there's another game on that's landed. But yeah, that's the way I've been doing it. Yeah. Forza Horizon 4 is just great fun. I love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
Brilliant. I mean, I have the VW camper, and that was my special car. It's just ridiculous. It's like the super ridiculous speed and catches people out. So yeah, so that's cool. Now, sadly, and I apologize, everybody, this week has been a bit crazy and life got in the way and I couldn't do a break. I had to send her to Breaker 19 for a copy because Wednesday night, life got in the way and I could not get to play on Wednesday evening. So I apologize. So I hope you all joined in anyway and had a game or two, because it's great crack in a party. You know, that's what a lot of fun is as well.
Yeah.
But it's good.
My understanding is the caravan did continue on. I do believe that there were plenty of people racing around.
The caravan, yes, the one that's making its way from Honduras at the
moment. Up from Mexico now. Yep.
Funded by Playground Games, obviously, no one else.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's lots of fun. Yeah, and unfortunately, this week, again, the elephant in the room, I have had it installed. And I haven't even fired it up once. So what's going to happen with... it's just been crazy. Well, with the concert and stuff I got there and other stuff going on. But I would say Forza Horizon is always... I'm going to be playing this for a year or two yet. So I'm going to keep it. Yeah. And it's one of those things you can dip in and out of very, very easily. And I love that.
Yes, out of all the games out right now, like Forza Horizon 4 to me is the easiest to jump in and out from. You're not going to feel like you're lost or you're missing a plot point. The plot is very straightforward. And so...
I'm still annoyed about the houses and stuff, but I'm still annoyed that I can't do more with the houses apart from open a fast travel location up. I would love...
That's all that is, really, right? Yeah,
I'd love to go in there and be able to look at all my clothes in a wardrobe. I'd like to have a shoe room, a hat room, where I put all my skirts, a dance studio so I can practice all my moves, and then maybe a garage for my cars. But
in fairness, it is a little surprising they don't have some little like room that you could go into to check out your dance moves, since that is something that they've brought into this game.
I won't do that. I want to swing my pants.
But it is the most inopportune and unnecessary things when there's a nice panoramic view of the beautiful British countryside, and then there's my avatar in its wellies and its shiny coat
doing
the floss.
Yes,
this is not perfect for my image.
If anybody is around next Saturday that plays Forza, look me up, because I will probably be doing that a lot to earn extra life.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be superb.
Excellent. All right. Let's see. So from Gary, we will move over to Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Let's talk about what you've been playing. You have found a new crack addiction.
I have. Rise of Civilizations is very, very, very addictive. Sarah and I actually talked about that a little bit. She's like, I'm afraid I'm getting a little addicted. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Because I actually have three characters.
Three?
Look, he's laughing.
Three characters.
Phil, what have you done?
I can only just manage one.
Why would you need three characters? And help me. Honest question. What? Why?
Okay, so, like, you know how Phil had started the Overseas Connection podcast Alliance? And I had a character in there. But the only character that was... which I had already had another one just because I was messing around. And because they gave you... I just wanted an extra person just to play with. And so when BU3 had... we were having talks with them about joining as their sister alliance. They requested that we have a big person over there so that when it was time to go to war with CA1, there would be someone over there that, you know, to go back and forth with. Well, that person was me.
Okay.
So I had the biggest stuff. I'm like over 1 mil now on that character.
Okay.
And 1 million power.
So, okay. So this is just me not understanding. So I'm assuming your character, you can't just kind of take your character anywhere you want within the world of Rise of Civilizations. Like if you are in an alliance with a certain country, you are in that alliance with that country and you can't break alliance unless you break the treaty. So you have to create a separate character to do play somewhere else?
No, you can be in any alliance, and it just happens that certain countries tend to align together because they all speak the same language, and the translation in chat sucks. Donkey balls.
Right.
So, BU happens to be pretty international. We have a guy over there, Zap, whom I adore. He's so funny. He's from Egypt. We have several from – we just have them from all kinds of different countries. Drop okay. Bear, the one that's with me at the OCP is – well, BU4 is from Australia.
Okay.
We have several Americans. We have Filipinos. We have a gentleman that is from Thailand that's in our little alliance. A girl from Alaska. I mean, not that it's a foreign country, but it is just, we have a girl from Alaska. We've got people from South Carolina, all of England.
Okay. Okay. So international.
Very.
Okay.
Can't really survive on your own. You need to be in the alliance.
What about Northern Ireland?
Yeah.
I don't know that there's a border for that.
What about the Isle of Man? Greg, what do you mean? You can't call it the Isle of Man any longer.
What you've got to understand is that these alliances that Nicole's talking about, they're not part of the game. This is the most politically and diplomatic game I've seen in a long time. This is all going in the background. So the OC podcast clan or alliance, as you call it, is physically or geographically located next to another alliance, and all these conversations are taking place in chat offline.
Right. Okay.
So Nicole's doing all the diplomacy. It's like United Nations.
So I get that. I guess what I'm failing to understand, and I'm still not understanding it, is why you would need to have multiple characters if one character can play wherever.
Because my second character is now the leader of the OCP Alliance, and I'm working in the Big Brother Alliance as well. That way there's cross-conversation.
You can't have the same... So one person, one account, cannot be in two alliances at the same time.
That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's,
now I understand.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. I also formally request that you change the OCP logo, and it should reference something about making video games great again.
Well, I would love to be able to do that for you, but it costs 500 gems to change any damn thing in there, including our name.
We need to talk to Kim then. My understanding is she has a lot of gems.
Robin's obviously run out of gems, judging by the video stream at the moment. He's obviously not interested in Rise of Civilizations.
No. All right. So anything else, Nicole, outside of Rise of Civilizations? I know that has been like the game.
It has been the game because I've met a lot of good people in that game.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I've friended a few people. We actually use Discord. Don't tell Mark.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
I know. We all get along. We all chat. They're really a good group of people from both alliances. So we are really a big, happy family. So I think it's broadened our podcast community by aligning with these guys, and a lot of them listen to the show now. So
excellent.
Thank you to them for listening.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's been a lot of fun. They're good guys, and they make this extra fun.
Yeah. It's a very good game.
Gary was looking very young with long hair for a moment.
He was very feminine. Yeah. Feminine? Oh my God, I can't talk anymore.
It's okay. I've met him in person. Tired. He is a bit feminine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Gary. Welcome back.
I didn't get any pizza ever.
Thanks. Sorry. It's getting late here, so there's things. Dinner's got to be made and stuff, so I'm running around.
Right.
My kids were on camera.
Oh, yeah,
my daughter was.
Let me guess. Okay. The phone call was made to Domino's for delivery.
No. Making some nice chicken breasts tonight, some sweet potatoes. You know, we're rocking.
Right. Yeah, okay. Set the lid off the pack before we put them in the oven. You know.
Let's get to it.
All right. Well, let's push forward. I know Gary has a hard stop. I'd love to be able to get us to the point of the quiz, which is just around the corner. So let's talk about Red Dead Redemption 2. We need to talk about that. That is the game I have been playing. That is the game I know Phil now has been playing.
Yep.
It's the game Robin should have been playing. And quite honestly, it's a game everybody should be playing.
Go figure.
Yes.
Don't make me buy this because I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. There are games that come along in a generation of a console, and they stand out. They, you know, GTA 5 was a game that stood out. You know, it I think really at the beginning of this generation of consoles, it kind of hit its stride because of all of the online play stuff came in, but it really got its start on the 360 and the PS3. Red Dead Redemption 2 is that kind of game where it. Just you talk about a game that borders being perfect, and to me that is Red Dead Redemption 2. I am blown away at the level of detail, not just in the graphics in terms of how they represent the world, but also the detail of how they represent the world. Just all the different animations that they've put into this game for different things that you do. It is incredible.
It is. And I have to say, it's one of those games that you have to slow down. It's quite a change. I haven't played the first one in quite a while. And it is quite a tempo change from normal games. And I think a lot of people who haven't played the first one are struggling quite a bit. It is a slow game. You know,
that is something to talk about. Yeah,
the pace is very slow, and a lot of people who haven't played the first one aren't used to it, so it's I think it's amazing. It's the quality. I'm playing on the X, and we were talking earlier, Greg, on social media about the number of people we're seeing who are picking up Xbox One X's purely because of this game.
I have to say, I didn't think it was necessarily going to be a hardware mover, but I have seen a number of people. Now, granted, this is anecdotal. It's, you know, our circle of friends, so maybe the uptick of the Xbox One X is higher in that social circle. But I mean, just this past week, I think I saw four different people posting pictures of having an Xbox One X on the front seat of their car, or coming home saying, "Look what I brought home with me."
I don't think it does any harm with like some Digital Foundry, Phil. Just waxing lyrical about it. I was watching that on the background today of them, and they were saying like, "Oh, this is the best footage is coming off the X." So, well, what do you do?
And just going back to the pace of the game. Actually, RCGC in the chat is just saying she didn't play the first one and she was getting quite, you know, kind of bored with it. Stick with it. It's going to be fantastic. I mean, I'm a couple of hours in, not very far. I've gone on my first hunting trip, which was an experience in itself, without giving anything away. And it's, the pace, the story. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but it's going to be worth sticking around. If it's anything like the first one, it'll be worth sticking around and, you know, putting the hours in.
Yeah, I mean, from a story perspective, I will say, you know, I was disappointed when I first heard it was going to be a prequel. I still am disappointed it's a prequel. I really would have liked this game to have been a sequel to the original, or just a different storyline altogether that kind of didn't cross with the first one. But that being said, I still find what I'm playing compelling. It's interesting because you're seeing, you know, obviously the gang pre-John Marston. I didn't know how far they were going to go back. Yeah. It doesn't feel like they went all that far back. So, you know, again, I'm gonna stay away from spoilers, but the game has some good crossovers, some good tie-ins. I think that the character development and how it's happening, how I'm starting to see it unfold, is just, it's really good. Yeah. But it's subtle. As you mentioned, Phil, this is not a super fast-paced game. It's not going to be, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, a Call of Duty big blockbuster action, you know, kind of game. It is going to be a methodical, you know, Western, spaghetti Western kind of road trip.
And one thing to watch out for as well, I don't know if it's a reference to anything, but the number of times when characters have said it's been a rough couple of weeks, just listen out for it. They say it a couple of, you know, quite a few times, it's been a rough couple of weeks, which, you know, they refer to an event that's happened just previously. I don't know if we're going to see that event in a future Red Dead. Certainly feels like something big happened, but they keep referring to it. So whether it's going to be DLC or something, I don't know.
Yeah, again, not far enough in either, but I do wonder if that might be a flashback moment later on within the story.
Yeah.
That would be at least how I'd think they'd handle that, because, yeah, you don't know what's happened right before the game opens up. But I will just say this from a graphical standpoint, just the little touches, the horses. I have never seen horses better animated in a game. They just react so naturally to walking in environments. The snowfall, in this one moment, I was watching snowfall hitting my horse, and you could literally see it collecting on the shoulders of your character and the back of the horse as it was walking along, plodding through this, you know, intense snowstorm. I cannot praise the game enough. I think it is fantastic, and it won me over instantly. I mean, within 10 minutes, I was already singing the praise of this game, saying, you know what, I think this is likely, if not my game of the year, at least going to be in the same conversation of a couple other games for my game of the year.
Okay.
Same for me. I mean, it's not perfect. You know, it's not a perfect game. There are some frustrations. You know, things like running your horse into someone else, another person riding a horse. So you have a head-on collision, both of you go flying, and then they get up automatically and shoot you. So I ended up very quickly with a few hundred dollars bounty on my head across territories.
Like road rage, you know?
Hit and run,
It was horse rage, absolutely. I saw, I don't know if it was you that posted that, but I saw somebody posted a video of basically, there's a cinematic mode, by the way. So as you're playing the game and you're riding your horse, you can hit basically, I think it's going to be the back button on the PlayStation 4 or the view button on the Xbox One controller.
Yeah, you hold
the back
it down.
Button.
Yeah.
You hold it down, it takes you into cinematic mode, which basically you can just press down and hold A, and you're going to automatically travel the course of wherever you're going. But it takes this pulled back view, and you can just admire the artistry of what they put out there. The problem is, every once in a while, things happen because of the open world nature of this game. And so in this particular instance, the rider was riding along. Another horse came from the other direction. They collided head on, and the physics happened. The guys get thrown from the horses, and the other guy on the other horse got up shooting the rider of the other horse. I guess it's happened multiple times to multiple people. So it does happen, so you have to pay attention a little bit, I guess.
Happens to me all the time. And one last thing for me, recommendation. get the app. There's a companion app
for tablets
and phones. So the old previous apps have just been information. This one actually has a live map. So you can actually, and live map and status of your health and everything. So you can actually turn off all the on-screen HUDs and just have your tablet or phone display the map live. So the map moves. You can actually put waypoints onto the map. You can check all your, so you've got your almanac and everything else. The map itself is superb. It's really, really good. You just need something to prop it up.
Would that be on the Google Store, the Google Play Store, or?
Yes,
they have it on iOS. They also have it on
iOS,
the Play Store.
Yeah.
But, so
it's one thing I noted, it doesn't appear to work on tablets on the Google Store. It's just working with the smartphone. So I don't know if that's
it is now.
Maybe my tablet's a little older or not. But yeah, apparently
it works
it's not
on iPads. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a really good app, and also the journal as well. There's a journal on there. There's probably in the game as well, but it makes it a lot easier to read it on the actual tablet phone. Well worth picking that up.
Picking it up.
Yep.
Good.
All right. Red Dead Redemption 2. Go buy it. Just do it, Gary. Do it. Come on.
We'll see.
I
want to really wait for it to come on PC, to be honest with you.
Middle of November, I think it is.
I just need it to be cheaper than it is.
Middle of November for what?
For the online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were telling me PC was middle of November.
No. 2019.
There is no online multiplayer right now. That is actually something to point out. I was thrown off a little bit by that.
Yes, it's coming. It's coming. They said around the middle of November for the beta, for the online.
You know, I am highly considering doing the old. I used to do this all the time for Extra Life. I would go to GameStop and buy discs and then return them with the 7-day policy. I've really thought about doing that. And if I really like it, I keep it. And if not, you know, or if I want to get it later, I could just pick it up later or get it digital or something.
Go for it.
But no online multiplayer is good too.
See, all you have to
do
now
PS Plus.
You don't have an Xbox, do you, Gary? Do you?
He does.
If I buy it, I'm going to buy it on the PlayStation.
All right. I was going to say you can't buy
it on PC.
No, but for Extra Life, you could take out the Xbox Game Pass for a month, and then it'll give you all the games you want for Extra Life.
Yeah, I have it. Actually, that's what I did to get Forza.
There you go. Yeah, it's a good thing. Cool. Okay.
All right.
Can't wait to play.
Let us move on. Let's do a quiz.
Ooh.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
That's right, tough. Y'all go.
All right. Participating, by the way, this week we have Phil. Literally. Myself.
With his 2 points.
Artit and Donkey Fan. I made sure to name everybody appropriately.
I'm ready.
It's clever. It's clever.
All right. I am ready as well.
I'm not.
Are you ready?
What happened to our... I don't know where your little answers are.
It's little answer.
Nicole, the proper response is... My answers are all correct.
You gotta admit that went fine.
How's that?
You gotta admit that went fine.
Stop it.
Yes, stop. Please, for the love of God.
Phil wrong.
All right.
It's Kim here.
Holy crap on a cracker. Are we good now?
Yes, we're always good.
Today.
All right. For Harry, those who are... tuning in for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
God help us for those who are tuning in for the first time. Who said it best is a game of quotes. The quotes mainly come from video games, but can come from other related sources, including but not limited to movies, graphic novels, and fictional stories.
Are you reading that?
I will read the quote. What?
Are you reading that out? Are you reading that off a page? Or are you just making that shit up as you go?
Can you just fuck off? Hmm. So Robin is now negative 5 points for being a smartass.
Get on with it. Come on. Do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Yeah, it's time for you to shut up. So I'm going to read the quote, give you the answer choices, read the quote again, give you the answer choices because you guys are that slow.
What was the middle? What was the middle bit again? Sorry.
And stop it. Ask you for your answers. Ready? I'm ignoring yes. Robin now.
Yes, ignore
him. All right.
He's turned his camera off, so we can't see actually what he's drinking right now. I have a feeling a lot of whiskey is being consumed.
All right, question number or quote number one. A hero need not speak. When he is gone, the world will speak for him. A hero need not speak. When he is gone, the world will speak for him.
That's like me. I fart and leave the room.
Fuck off. Is that A, Master Chief, B, a Halo advertisement, or C, Cortana? A, Master Chief, B, Halo advertisement, or advertisement, depending on who you are, or C, Cortana? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1. Y'all are some slow-ass tappers. There we go. So I have 3 C's and a B. Somebody got it right. Somebody got it wrong.
Yes?
Greg.
Woohoo!
Greg was
the loser. I awarded Greg the points. It is from a Halo advertisement.
Oh, see, Mr. Marketing, he got it right. He could sniff the marketers. Yes.
You should ask a question like, how many sales did this thing have in 1922? Remember Greg's quizzes with that shit?
Oh. Now, what that means.
Yes, thank you, Robin. Thank you. All right.
Each other nasty names. All right, number two. You couldn't shoot a fart out of your ass, out of your own ass. You couldn't shoot a fart out of your own ass. So, okay. Who said that best? A, John Marston from RDR. B, Handsome Jack from Borderlands. Or an NPC from Titanfall. A is John Marston. B is Handsome Jack. And C is an NPC from Titanfall.
Oh, what was D?
I need your answers in 3, 2, 1. Get to typing, boys. Woo, holy crap. How much have you had to drink, Robin?
That nothing. High on life.
All right, now we have 3 B's and a C. Wow. Mm. That was doing pretty good. Mm. Except you got this wrong. All of you.
That was Red Dead? All right.
It was John Marston.
What?
I thought it was too obvious. I thought it was too obvious.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
God.
Trying
God.
To give you guys an easy one. Y'all all 4 effed
it up. I don't like this, Chris.
No points awarded. No points. All right. This one is going to kill you guys.
it's dangerous to our health or what?
Anyway, I fight for my lost freedom and my outraged daughters. I fight for my lost freedom and my outraged daughters.
Oh, she's don't set her off.
Is it A, Tomo Gozen, the beauty of the fallen rose, or B, Boudica, the Celtic rose, or C, Sarka, the meat of death? What's every that? Single one of you will have to guess this because it's from Rise of Civilizations.
Can you say it again?
So does it A matter? Is,
no, sorry, the answers. No, the right. Answers.
Just say after 3, please.
A is Tomo Gozen. B is Boudica or Boudica, however you say her name. Bird and C it. Is Serica.
I like Robin's answer.
So, is there a D, all answers. Of the above?
No. Yeah. I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Pure pipe. Speculation. Come on, say A. Come on, come on, say A.
Okay, are y'all done?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so I have A, B, and two Cs. And I'm going to award points, well, not to Robin.
It's good. Good start.
And not to Greg or Gary. Oh,
come on.
Come on, man.
I mean, Phil gets it. Phil gets it.
Very good.
I remember my Latin.
Okay. So where we're at now is Kim is still in the lead with 15 points. Greg now has, this is not lies. Greg now has 8.
No, oh, no, I now have 9.
Or 9, sorry, 9.
Don't be cheating me out of my points.
Oh, suck it. Oh, my God. You are such a bitch some days. I'm just kidding. I'm tired. like, Phil already changed his. Phil has 3. Oh, my God.
Phil's on it.
Phil is on it because now he's not with, you know, Gary
and
Rich. And they're 2 points.
Hey, for the times I've been on, I think 2's not too shabby.
You've been on twice.
Self-praise, indeed.
You got a point each time.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
Yeah, well, that's thank shabby. You I get very it. Much. Love it.
Moving on.
Right. Well done, Nicole. Well done.
No, well right. done your time.
Here is the fucking news.
Just going to keep moving along. Really not a lot of news this week. There was literally one story I found, which was mouse support. Now available in the Xbox One preview program. So mouse keyboard coming. They have limited it to Warframe for now. So that is in the beta program right now. So you can, if you are in the alpha ring or the beta ring, I believe it's now out as well, that you can try mouse and keyboard support in the game Warframe. It looks like it's doing the same thing that Google Stream is doing, which is you plug in a controller, and depending on which device you're using, it will automatically sense it and switch over to it. So if you have a mouse and keyboard and a controller, you know, both active, you jiggle your mouse, it's going to pull up the mouse and keyboard settings and use that. If you twitch your controller, you like that, it's going to go to the controller setting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, so I think the important thing to note is they're still saying that this feature is going to be up to the developers to implement. So, you know, I think those that are fearful of, you know, all the mouse and keyboard players coming over, I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think you're still going to see developers being very cautious with implementing this kind of control scheme on, say, shooters, for example. I think you're going to still have the option to opt out of those kind of games if, you know, and just play with other people on a gamepad. But I think it's going to be good for games like, you know, Civilization or, you know, Gears Tactics that's, you know, on the horizon. I think those are going to be games that currently are being built for PC, and because they have mouse and keyboard support, they now can come to console.
Maybe they'll improve those shitty games like XCOM as well.
Listen, just Ouch. Because you liked the worst game ever, Aliens Colonial Marines, don't try and shit on my game, which was a fantastic masterpiece.
This is not good for my image.
All right, but I want to talk about something else real quick. I want to open up a little discussion. So Rockstar, they have been in the news, not just because of the fantastic game they just released, but also about a week and a half, 2 weeks back, they had one of their executives was talking about how he and kind of his small team on, I think it was the story team, were putting in 100-plus-hour work weeks to try and get, you know, through the final crunch of the game. And it set off this big firestorm of people talking about, you know, how can they be getting away with this, and they're pushing their employees too hard, and, you know, talking about the gaming crunch being a bad thing. So I have my views on this, but I wanted to kind of throw this out there. I mean, do we think this is really a problem? Do we think this is an industry issue? Do we think this is maybe being blown out of proportion?
Fuck them. So just think of the money they're earning. They're making loads of money. Overtime. It's fantastic.
Well, see, now there's a question to ask. Are they really making overtime? Because I would venture to say that probably 90% of the people that are working within Rockstar are probably salaried, not being paid hourly. So they're not getting overtime.
Well, maybe they're just shagging in the broom closet or something like that there. I mean, you know, maybe they've got no homes to go to, you know? Maybe they don't like their families. Maybe they're just happy to be in work. You know, it's been blown out of all proportion. You know, I think all people should work at least 100 hours per week. Definitely. Paid or unpaid. I really honestly...
Oh my God, go drink more whiskey.
And you know what? This I haven't had any whiskey at all. And this fantastic game is out. You know, and it's worth 100 hours per week. They should be happy to work for 100 hours per week. Do you know what?
It's a great game. It's all that matters.
Seriously,
they could give Phil a couple of hours. That would be nice.
Yeah, this has been a crunch. So I think this happens with a lot of projects. I've been involved in projects like this that you had to put in some hard hours towards the end. I'm quite sure for 3 years they weren't working 100-hour weeks, and it's been maybe blown a little bit out of proportion. Plus, it was confirmed, rightly or wrongly, that it was the story team. I'm sure other people were involved, but do you know what? Yeah, it's Rockstar. They've worked on Red Dead Redemption 2 on their CV and they've seen it through. They'll go places. So, yeah, it's terrible people are away from their families. And it would be terrible if they're bullied into doing it or feel pressured into doing it. But that's business. They had deadlines and they had to get them done. So blame the project managers for not allocating proper time. That's it. I'm sorry. I am not a liberal nonsense.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, Robin. I think part of part of this is maybe perception. You know, a lot of people in gaming, in terms of games enthusiasts, I would venture to say a good majority of people that are playing games are not necessarily salaried. You have a lot of people that are working hourly, and in their perception, when they're hearing somebody saying they had to put in 100 hours, they're looking at it from their perspective of, being, paid hourly and then hearing about them not getting paid for all this overtime they're putting in, that has to feel like kind of crazy.
Hmm.
But again, I don't think the communication of the story and the situation of these employees is being portrayed properly, because I would venture to say the guy that was telling us he was doing 100 plus hours a week, I'm sure he's making well over 100 grand a year, being the level of position he was in. I'm sure he's more than happy to put in the hours he's doing. I don't know.
The sad thing about it is as well, Greg, is right now the game has launched and I would say a good third of that team is now gone bye-bye. I'm quite sure that Rockstar bring in temporary guys to make leaves or rocks or, there's a lot of those guys are not required any longer, so they'll be off to the next subby job that they have to do. So, and I think that's part of the industry as well. So I think we, from the outside, we're all going shock horror, but I don't know. I when you work on private projects, sometimes it happens. So, and we all think the worst of people. All thinking about the worst.
So I'm going to kind of go to you, Nicole, with a little bit different twist here. Yep, I'm coming to you. Okay, we know the hour situation. But one of the other things I heard, which I don't know how to feel about this, is that a number of employees that didn't finish the project, they were working on Rockstar, but they never were actually there for the completion of the game. Apparently, their names are not in the credits.
That sucks.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I mean, should they be in the credits?
Well, here's my thing on that. Whatever small part anybody plays in a movie, they'll have a whole list of, people that were still credited for their small bit. Whether they were actually edited out later or not. Mm-hmm. So, looking at it in that perspective, I would think that those people should be credited for their small amount of work, whether it was, they made it, only did a quarter of the project, a half of the project, 3/8, 15, I don't care. 1/18th of the project. They were still there for part of that project and should have their name on it. Maybe there should be a minimum. You know, you have to work, out of 600 hours that we do for this game in order to be credited, and it should be somewhere in the contract that they sign. You have to work this many hours. Or, I mean, there's other ways to look, to do it where that, but I don't know. It just kind of sucks if you put your name, your heart and soul into something for a little bit, because it is artistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so being an artist, part of me is going to go into whatever project I'm doing. And I think I should get the accolades for that, just because I don't want, you know, anybody running naked down the street going, hey, look what she did. Please stay dressed. Because that would be lovely if you stayed dressed.
I don't need encouragement.
Just a nice little pat on the back saying, hey, you know, we know that you helped with this and we appreciate it. It would be nice. So yeah. That's just my two cents.
Is there something behind, you know, because it doesn't, the credits will run for about 10 minutes anyway. So there must be a reason why they haven't put them in the credits. So they have to pay people extra, perhaps, to actually have their names in the credits, because they're then officially part of the project.
That's an interesting question.
Adding a few names to the already massive list of people isn't going to cost any more. There's not going to be any extra development in it. So there's got to be a financial reason why they've cut them out.
Yeah, or maybe it was not an in-house thing. It was a subcontracting thing that were played for bulk work. So maybe there was 30 or 40 guys that worked on the stones at the side of the road that never came near Rockstar, and they just, and it was just that company was paid for it, and they, maybe there's a credit for the company, not for all the people. I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
it is a very curious thing. I do agree with Nicole, though. I think if you put time into the game, even if it's a small amount, there should be a section. Maybe it could just be, you know, thanks to, you know, these individuals who, you know, were early collaborators on the game or something. I don't know. However you want to word it, but
anything. You know, that, you know, they did make a minor contribution. You know, minor. You can even list it as minor contributors.
Minor contributors that are not getting bonuses.
Those who will, yes. It's just, I don't know. That would upset me if I had worked on it and didn't see my name up there.
I would like the facts. Just we're making lots of assumptions here, so I would like the facts.
No, agreed. It feels petty on the surface. I think Phil raises a great question to be asked, that maybe there is something underneath that. You know, it has financial implications. So, all right. Well, that was it. That just wanted to kind of throw that around to everybody.
Okay.
It seems like we're all of like minds. You can work all the hours you want if you are passionate for it. And I mean, it's no reason to think they're not making good money. And give the people the credit they deserve. Speaking of credit they deserve, Gary, I know we're right up against it for you. So I want you to do this, Gary.
I want you
to read off our new releases for the week coming up. Got to find that in the notes. I know you're not there yet.
I see it.
All right. And then once you're there, read away. Go
so
for
if
it.
You guys fucked with the words here, I have no idea any of these games.
We did not.
The second one. So no, here we go, because I'm not going to pronounce it.
Call
of Cthulhu, a video game, Xbox One and the PC, October 30th. Diablo 3, I know that. Eternal Collection on the Switch, November 2nd. Taiko no Tatsusan, Drum and Fun, Switch, November 2nd. Also on the PS4, Drum Session, November 2nd. That is it on new releases for October 27th through November 3rd.
Well done, Gary. Well done.
Oh, yeah, professional.
Yes. For those that did not understand Gary's first enunciation, it was Call of Cthulhu. That is...
Who the hell spells Cthulhu like that?
I don't know.
Cthulhu.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. So, for whatever reason, my PC has been... it's going to die, so...
Okay.
Maybe because of the three-hour podcast we've had.
It's
a little white flag has appeared at the top of the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, play dates. So, Wednesday night, we will be doing Forza Convoy again because there's no Red Dead Redemption multiplayer yet. So, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. UK. Adjust your clocks accordingly. Rise of Civilizations for the OC Pod Alliance is still going. So, join in and play every day. And, of course, don't forget the Forza Horizon Club on OC PC, which is the Overseas Connection podcast. So, OC PC is our club on Forza Horizon 4. Please join in. I'll just carry on. Yes. Victory achieved is the thing that you do when you finish a game to the credits and you don't see your mate there and he's crying in the corner in his pint. I was supposed to be on the credits. So what
this
you do
is,
you take
what
a,
you do.
No, so you take a photograph of yourself with those credits without your mate's name in the background and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved and we enter you into a draw for $20 or £15 which you could give to your friend that isn't in the credits, that didn't get paid for that bit. So you can donate that $20 to him and every 3 months we make a draw and people win this money. And this week the people that finish games were Gunslinger Tom Harding. He finished the Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4, which is a fantastic game. And of course Mr. Shannon Infected Psych.
Easy for you to say. By the way, never give me shit for saying somebody's name wrong ever again.
Mr. Shannon Infected Psych. He finished Tacoma. I need drink. That's what's wrong. I haven't
you
had any.
Need drink. Drink.
So,
is good.
You guys, thank you very much for playing. Play along. Finish your games. Send in your tweets. Win money. Thank you very much. And for that, you get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
Oh.
Wow. Yes. And also, if you've gotten this far in the podcast, you are now getting the award-winning closing notes. Let's wrap this one up. Hey, we really appreciate everybody sticking out with us. I hate sound effects. Everybody sticking out with us this week. We really do appreciate it. I know we had the technical hiccup to begin with, but how much fun would this podcast be without the technical hiccups?
Fuck, it'd be
right? Fucking
awesome, and I'm going to tell you.
I know. It would be great. Well, here's the good news for you, folks. If you're listening next week, Mark will be back.
Hey, fuck you. Seriously.
But hey, if you want to be part of the conversation, twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast, starting somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on Easter Island, and 7 a.m. in Australia. Yes, that's right. 7 a.m. in Australia, normally. Again, we can't promise we will start on time. We can't promise we will finish on time. We can't promise really anything other than we will make an effort. You can find us on iTunes, or Stitcher. Anywhere you want to give us a review, go out, give us a review. We'd love to hear your feedback on the podcast. Likely it might not be the most positive right about now, but you know, hey, we appreciate it nonetheless. We've got social clubs. If you want to be part of a social club because you're feeling the need to be around other like-minded gamers, go check out OC Podcast Club on Xbox One, OC Podcast Community on PS4, OC Podcast Group on Steam. Nobody plays PC games. OC Podcast Server on Discord. There's Discord stuff going on there. Gary, do you have a problem with your throat there?
No, everything's fine. PC.
Okay, just double checking.
Where's Webster when I need him?
He skipped the show. Smart man. all right. We want you to listen to this now.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, dear.
All right.
I'm having giggles.
Yes. Yes, you are. All right, shout outs. Let's wrap this one up and put a bow on it. Nicole, start us off with some shout outs.
All right. So first of all, I'd like to thank all of our lovely chatters in the chat box. Politzai, RCDC, Baron von Glauer, Apricot Droop Fruit. I had to separate that out so I wouldn't mess it up. Commander Root, Tentative 4, Gunslinger 1983, Skinny Seahorse, Flow Cool, and then there was a couple of us in there and we don't count, so it's all good.
Damn.
Shout out to you guys. It's always a lot of fun. And I know we give each other a hard time, but we really are like a huge family and do like to mess around with each other.
Ooh.
So that makes it lots and lots of fun. And my dog just stuck a paw down my shirt. Awesome.
I love video.
Shut up. So you can email me at nicole@ocpod.com. Find me on Twitter at @OC_Amaryllis on, yeah, Twitter. Amaryllis on PlayStation 4. I'm really tired, guys. Amaranth on the Xbox. Another shout out to my dad, who celebrated his 75th yesterday. We had a really great time. And to my Blue Union family on Rise of Civilizations. So, Gary, you go.
Perfect timing. The doorbell rang. The dog is barking. Why don't somebody else go? Phil, you go. I'll come back.
I'll go. Thanks to you guys, as always. Special shout out to Jenny, Mark's lady wife, hoping that she gets better soon.
Yes.
Congratulations to Kim and her family for the new addition to the new little addition to their family. Hopefully it's not part of Kim's kindergarten that she's setting up. And you can join myself and the other guys on Xbox. My game tag is Filthy. It's PH1LTHEEE. And back to Gary.
I'll take it off mute. I'll try that first. Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's quiet here again. If you're looking for me anywhere, I am the Real Defoe, and that is everywhere. Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Twitter, whatever. Look me up. Look for me next Saturday, Extra Life. I'm looking for friends to keep me up. I'll probably be in the Discord channel to talk if you want.
He needs a fluffer.
Friends to keep you up.
He needs a fluffer.
Thank God I'm on the other coast. Please. Yep.
Isn't that what your wife is for?
Nah.
Let's not go there.
Yeah. We now know why the dog was barking and complaining.
Yes, we all complain here. But Extra Life, I can't wait. 1 week away. And real quick, I was setting up Extra Life. I reached out to friend of the show, Fraser Moore. And he's apparently doing the Game Punchers again.
Thank you very much. Love it.
There he is. The Game Punchers are back. They've done two episodes, so I wanted to give them a shout out. I had no idea that they were out doing some shows again. So it's nice to hear them back on the podcast scene.
Didn't even know they'd stop making them.
Oh, Jesus.
I knew they stopped. I didn't know they started. I'm not sure they know they've started.
I think they forgot again. I think they were at that ELO concert.
What was that other show he did? The Angry People or whatever it was? They would just get on. They did one show out
takes
of nowhere.
One to one.
I can't remember, but maybe they'll do another show. They did two in a row, and now it seems they may have stopped again. It's kind of like me.
Yep.
So thank you very much. Thanks for listening. I will throw it over to Robin.
Yeah. All the Extra Lifers, good luck next weekend or whenever you're doing your charity drive. We'll be there to support you in every way we can. Remember, Wednesday evening, 9 p.m. UK, we'll be online playing gaming, most likely Forza Horizon 4. I would also like to shout out Mark and Jenny. So, I hope Jenny's feeling better soon. And Mark, you get back here. Funny, Skype really behaved itself after we had several major crashes. And actually, if it wasn't for that, it's actually been okay. It's actually, we came back from death. There was a moment there that I thought it was going to go nowhere. So, yes. So, thanks for bearing with us at the beginning of the show. We'll forget that. We'll put that in the archives somewhere, I think, that the beginning of that bit. So, yeah. Anyway, good night. Thank you, Greg.
All right, Robin, thank you for sticking it out. I know the beginning of the show was it was nerve-wracking, to say the least. A big shout-out to Mark and Jenny. Jenny, for the record, if you want time off and just to get a little vacation from Mark, you don't have to go to the hospital for this. So stop doing that. Get well. Aunt Tim, congratulations. Lovely little guy. So congratulations on that. Let's see here. I want to shout out all the listeners. Thank you for sticking out with us. We really do appreciate it. We have a lot of fun on this podcast. We are, a very close family, and the community makes it even better. So, huge shout out to you. And I think my final shout out will be, Mark, come back, please.
Somebody but, please kiss me.
Extra Life next weekend. Support it however you can, whether it's giving a donation, helping one of us stay awake while we're playing a game. Just do it. Be there in whatever fashion you can. We do appreciate it. It's a great cause. And on that note, we're done. Let's wrap this up. A little music.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Yeah, Phil is fancy with all that shit. Look at him.
Okay, we all ready to rock and roll? Okay.
Rise.
Well, because what if he reads 99, then we're screwed.
No, I am really old and I'm fucking still doing this.